Hare Krishna. The karma siddhanta is so complicated, and while answering his disciples, Yama Maharaj, he says, he mentions about the other Mahajans.
Yeah.
So often, when I look at the chara, achara entities, that's the vegetation, I get some doubts that when I look at the achara entities, they provide us food and fruits, and they provide us our living.
Yeah.
Are they actually doing atonement?
Is there anyone there?
No.
Are they doing atonement? They may have done something bad to us in the past
earlier, and they are compensating those karmic reactions by providing us food.
Specifically, they're atoning for impious activities by providing food. Well, it's all part of the tree's existence, isn't it? But the main thing is it's suffering. It's suffering by being in that situation where its consciousness is very much covered and it has to stay in one place, has to suffer. Shita atapa vata varishana. And, well, actually, the trees that give fruit, they're called pious trees as compared to thorn trees. Thorn trees also have a use. Someone came in and turned it on again? All right. So there's somebody. Okay. But the main suffering, so that it's pious means there's some piety mixed in with that. Yeah, it's the local center wanted to return me some books. Can you find out about that? They must have done something pious also previously. Everything is mixed. A completely impious existence would be something like that of a worm in stool, a pig. Means they have very little. There's probably no trace of piety being manifested in that particular birth.
There's a stool in stool.
Stool pig.
It was a brahmachari class.
Our subject should be Brahma. But anyway, let's see, because like I said, I put time aside for meeting devotees, and I don't know if I will have time, because tomorrow, it's a full day. And the day after that, I'm leaving.
What time are you leaving?
Tomorrow early. We have a train at 8 o'clock from Madhav.
8 o'clock from Madhav?
Morning.
Tomorrow morning, I have to give a train.
I was saying to get my head shaved in the morning, and then we're leaving about 10 o'clock. So maybe Nityanand can give.
He already gave one very nice class.
Yeah. He's thirsty to give. He's for preaching, so let him.
He had a brahmachari class. He was there.
Oh, he can give a class now also, actually. If that's all right, brother.
Yes, whatever.
Okay, then that'll give me time. But you wanted to return some books?
Yeah, I spoke already with the devotee.
Yeah.
He said, he'll bring it here.
Okay.
Pilgrimage mostly.
Yeah, and then maybe I can give you some books, because I got double the amount of books I expected to have because my Belgaum program was cancelled. So if you want some other books, I can give you some.
Yeah,
books.
I'm new over here, Maharaj, so I got this one.
All right, we'll work. Yeah. Can you work it out?
Yeah.
It's better to give other books than money, but we can give money if necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, please work it out.
Okay,
now go on.
In case if you're free, Maharaj, nobody's coming, please come.
Okay. Otherwise, you can ask Nityananda. But I think I have to meet Priya Govinda.
Yeah, he is waiting.
Garuda Govinda. These are all Belga people, actually. I thought the Goa devotees would come, but they're not. Anyway. Alright.
There was a couple I saw.
I just met them. Yeah. Okay, so what were you saying?
are really achara. Achara, they provide us food and fruits.
Yeah.
Are they, because of the karmic reactions they had done with earlier?
Well, I don't think they're forcibly being, I don't know, I've not seen any specific treatise or shastric statement about this.
Exactly.
But giving fruit, it seems to be, yeah, that's called a pious tree. So that it's considered they had some piety amidst all their impiety to be in that situation.
No.
So it doesn't seem to be a result of impiety that they're giving fruit.
No.
Because they did some sin, therefore they're giving fruit. It doesn't seem to be like that.
It might be a piety or sinful reaction.
But it's mixed. The thing is, in every birth, it's a mixed bag. Oh. Just like you may be born in a rich family, but so that's due to some pious activity, but you have some congenital defect, like one arm shorter than the other, or something like that, or one leg shorter than the other. So like that. That would be birth in a rich family would be due to some pious activities, and having one, being born with one leg shorter than the other, that would be due to some impiety. So it's mixed. It's mixed like that. It's quite common that you find in rich families here in India that the child is like mentally retarded.
Yes.
Seems to be especially on rich families.
Yes.
Isn't that, you notice that also?
Yes.
Or maybe the poor families just let them die in the hospital, I don't know.
And the same, connecting to that, Bali Maharaj is also one of the Mahajans. But while doing Samudra Manthan, Samudra Manthan, when these asuras were fighting among themselves, being so clever and so qualified a spiritual person, why did he not prevent the asuras? And why he also was
engaged? Because he's the king of the asuras. He was doing his duty as the king of the asuras.
He was also engaged in fighting.
Yeah. He was doing his duty. I mean, it's just like Bhishma and Drona, they were fighting against the Pandavas because due to social obligation.
Social obligation. Because
they're very strong social obligation.
He's the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. He could have followed the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj.
Well, Prahlad Maharaj also became the king of the demons. In their case, it may be something like Lord Shiva being the Bhutanath. That he's the king of them, and as far as they're concerned, he's looking after them, but he has a different purpose. So Bali Maharaj is accepting service from the demons, and it is obligation.
His obligation. And Narad Muni is also one of the Mahajans. Now, he is the Mansputra of the Mahajans. And he was a Darsi Putra also, yes?
He did anything?
Not just that.
He was...
I was going to meet with the... I'll meet with everyone. When would that be? All your family and everything?
Yeah, definitely.
They're coming this evening.
Okay. Narad Muni, he is the Manas Putra of Brahmaji. He was earlier Dasputra and earlier he was a Gandharva also. That was an earlier Kalpa.
That's specifically stated. It was in a previous Kalpa. But Narad Muni is an eternal devotee.
Yes, he's an eternal devotee.
So even his being a Manas Putra of Brahma, that's just the way he comes into the world. It's with him, just like Bhagavan, it's Janma Karma Cha Me Devyam. He appears in this world, but he's a Nitya Siddha devotee. Even though he goes through apparent phases of becoming a Dasi Putra. But actually, he's Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavat. Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavat
Vishnu
Parsha.
Vishnu Parsha.
He's a very special person.
Yes. And he has guided so many, including Pachyata.
Yeah, he's guided so many.
Manasputra means Brahmaji is Brahmaji's body is made of this mind, mind tattva, you know. Manasputra also means he also is a mind, is made of mind tattva only, another movie.
Exactly, I haven't seen any description in Shastra, but definitely his form has, well, he has all the siddhis. So he's able to do all kinds of things on the subtle platform.
Yes.
Specifically what his body is like, I didn't see any description in Shastra.
And one more question. Veda Maharaj, Raja Veda, and Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktavishyata of La Krishna.
Yeah.
Krishna. When we see that even Shishupal, when touched by Krishna, he's liberated. And anything comes in contact with Krishna directly, he's just liberated. Now, Raja Veda.
Generally.
Raja Veen, first the Bahuka was, Bahuk came out when his Nisha, the thighs were churned.
Yeah.
And later Prithu Maharaj churns.
Yeah.
When Raja Veen's body was used in what became a reason for Prithu Raja to come, that means he had a sambandh with Raja Veen's body. Then why Raja Veen went to the Naraka? He should have been liberated.
That's true. Of course, he was produced from his body, from the dead body, which was just matter at the time. It wasn't from any volition of his own.
That's through the dead body.
That may be the reason, yeah. There wasn't any emotional or
connection.
Or psychic connection. He wasn't the father in the sense of literally fathering.
Sometimes in Bhagavatam they call Prithu Maharaj as Venusuta. They call it Venusuta. So it is a son, it is a father.
But that may be Vyavaharik also. Yeah. Maybe just for the sake of saying.
Oh, it's for the sake.
Just like Karna is often called Sutaputra.
But actually it's not.
Yeah. Even, I mean, that's not exactly the same example, but it's everything that's said, it's not said with technically, especially in like conversation. It may not be with technical preciseness, so there may be some other reason for saying it. Just like we find in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna refers to Karna as Sutaputra. So it's like there's some kind of denigration is there built in.
One more question. We had discussed earlier, so she could remember that I would like to. Now, Bharat Maharaj was in the bhava stage. So they just next, that's
one practically on the
next two frame.
Now, he
got attached to the deer. Actually, deer is also a sattvic animal. If you can take it.
You could say that, yeah.
Because Bharat Maharaj was in the bhava stage.
Sattvic animal, but the basic condition is one of tamas. In all the animal and plant species. When we say an animal is sattvic, that means that there are certain features of it which are sattvic. But the basic condition is one of deep tamas, because they cannot understand. What is the goal of life or how to pursue it.
How would it go?
Well, similarly, the cow, of course, the cow is a very special animal, being the representative of all the demigods. But similarly, the cow cannot be instructed in any spiritual knowledge. A cow, for all practical measures, is treated as an animal. Even though the cow is worshipable, but you herd the cows with a stick, isn't it? So, by their nature that they give milk, and that they're represented there. They're our mother, and that they represent all the demigods, the symbol of religion. But I mean, their consciousness per se is not by development. The human form of life is meant for self-realization, not the cow form of life.
Generally. Alright, my question was that deer is because of some features, because it's a sattvic.
Yeah, maybe consider that.
Bharat Mahal also, because he was in Bhava, he was almost in, he was touching Vishuddha Sattva, no? Sattva. Now, in place of deer, had he come across a tiger, say?
Across a what?
Tiger. Say, for instance. Would he have
it's a very suppositive question.
Would he have taken a birth in a...
Birth as a tiger.
It's a Rajasthan.
Well, I mean, it's not really a very relevant question, because by the arrangement of the Lord, he came across a deer and not a tiger. So...
That means that all the other things are meant of Krishna.
Well, specifically in the case of his great devotees, yes.
In case of the specific devotees.
Yeah, and Bharat Maharaj is a great devotee, there's no doubt about it.
That means other entities who are not...
But the principle is there, that if one thinks of a tiger at the time of death, then you'll take birth as a tiger.
You would have taken birth as a tiger.
He thought of a tiger at the time of death.
But his mind is totally sattvic. His mind was...
But he became devoted. It wasn't... Becoming attached to a deer means that he'd become covered by the mode of passion. It was bhautika sakti. That's not a condition of sattva guna. And due to that attachment, his sadhana, his dhyana, everything became slackened. So he'd come down in his consciousness.
Had he taken the birth of a tiger, he would have become totally rajasic, no? This is totally
not necessarily. But I mean, again, it's not really a very valid question, because he didn't.
Maharaj, my day to day life here is on Krishna consciousness. I go outside for preaching.
Yeah.
Of course, I come across certain questions, you know, so I just wanted to get my dose. And because I go almost.
Just a second, let's just sort this out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go outside for prachar purpose. In that, I am not getting time for. Actually, Grasya was the temple. So how do you manage?
Preaching is more important than deity worship.
Should I?
Deity worship is also good to do, but preaching is more important.
It's not because one of the conditions for our second initiation is also deity worship is necessary. It's not that important.
Well, generally, you see, this Brahminical initiation is not actually required. You know, it's like in ISKCON, everyone, you know, you have to get Brahmin initiation and then. But it's not really required. It may be given to persons who. It's required actually for deity worship and for cooking, which in ISKCON fell down due to some speculation, I have to say, because Prabhupada never allowed it, nor did any other Sampradaya Acharya ever allow that deities can be worshipped in the temple without Brahminical initiation. But it's required actually for deity worship.
So I can more engage myself in the
Preaching is also important, and if that's an advantage for your preaching to take Brahminical initiation, but I don't think it makes much difference nowadays. People, one reason Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, maybe one of the main reasons he introduced Brahminical initiations for Vaishnavas was just to show people of the world that Vaishnavas are Brahmanas. Actually, the position of Vaishnava is more than that of a Brahmana. So, if for preaching it's an advantage, then you can take Brahminical initiation. You may or you may not, but the thing is, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. So, we should have faith in that. There are other mantras which are given at the time of Brahminical initiation, which are also important mantras, helpful mantras, but they don't supersede the holy name. The holy name is main. So I may be given or may not be given, but like I say, it may not be that important also. Harinam is most important.
In Goa, there are many many people, some people where I go to some factories, and some factories.
You come in Goa regularly?
My son is put up here.
So you come here for preaching, is it also?
No, I have not started preaching this yet. Can I start doing it?
It would be a good idea to work it out with the devotees who are already preaching in the area.
That is what I am getting. They are going to advise me. Tomorrow at Amona, that is going to tell me about it.
You can work it out with the local.
Not in touch with the temple. There are some local people now who are asking, you can come and.
There may be many people. I'm sure there are many people. I think they're mostly preaching to students. There's lots of scope for other people, seeing as, you know, like 95% or more of the population are not students.
Any specific instructions to me?
Yeah, go on preaching. That's nice. Brahmin initiation also, Prabhupada, he wanted to create a class of Brahmins who people in the world could look up to. So, if devotees are behaving in an ideal way, then they may be given Brahminical initiation also. You should read, for Brahminical initiation, you should read all 12 cantos of Bhagavata. Did you read?
Yes, Father. Now I am on the 8th canto.
Okay.
Finishing that.
And Nectar of Devotion,
Nectar of Devotion is only once. I should do it 3 times.
Nectar of Devotion?
I should do it 3 times.
No.
One time. One.
For my condition, for giving Brahminical initiation, once is enough.
That's. And I'm also, I'm sorry, Maharaj, I'm just to introduce my treatment. I have a satsang mandal in the counseling system, you know. In our Radha Gopinathan temple. So I am also one of the seva. I have a Kannada satsang mandal.
Good, yeah.
Satsang mandal. And of course, Devamurtuji is so kind to give me some services, like other services he has given. Jagannath Rath Yatra still has not started. Make a manual for the Yatra. He asked me to do that. So I'm taking up that also. Krishna is providing a lot of services to purify me. And only with so much, when I come more and more association with devotees and Vaishnavas, so I'll be blessed. Because of bewilderment, I am forgetting things now.
That's why it's good to write everything down.
Yeah, I had just made some notes, a few questions.
I write everything. Everything I have to do, I write it down.
Yeah, I also have a practice like that.
Yeah, you see, I have this coming up. Mumbai, Udupi, Bangalore, Salem, and all the things I have to do in different places.
I'm going to make a question bank now. Question bank means, whenever I come, if I make a note of that, and then if they are not clarified with the scriptures I read or from other Vaishnavas, then all this I can.
One thing you could do, you could join this BBKS Sangha.
Yeah.
Are you a member of that?
Yeah, yes. So I didn't have a computer, no, I bought it now. I'm going to get an internet also. And later, I think.
Yeah, then you can send questions there also.
Yes. And be very careful. I think I should not take too much time of prayer because I just...
Priya Govinda, is he waiting there?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Just by renouncing being separate in a simple way, Vanaprastha would do.
Well, that's in the bottom line. You don't have to follow the seventh canto, Vanashrama system.
So how they were really following the...
We can't imagine how austere people... What to speak, even the present generation can't imagine how austere one generation or two generations ago was in India.
Correct.
In modern India, people can't live without electricity. And two generations ago, everyone lived without electricity, practically. They think they consider it a massive austerity if they don't have an electric fan. But that only came in at the beginning of the 20th century. Otherwise, there's no electric fan.
Dhritarashtra Maharaj was such a Dhritarashtra Maharaj. He was in such an illusion, but he went to Vanaprastha and he could follow all the sadhus at
the
time.
So wonderful.
How strongly he is converted by Vidurji. No, it should be such strong.
But that culture was also there. That's also very helpful. That if everyone was doing it, you know, if that's the standard thing that kings do, then he can do it.
And reading Bhagavatam is so wonderful.
Yes.
And nothing in comparison to that. And once you hold it, unless you get a strong tendency to sleep, you will not leave the book. It becomes a proud saying. If I say that I read Bhagavatam regularly, at least 50 pages.
Good.
That's so I could come up to 9th and others and making notes simultaneously, because when I go outside I am supposed to tell them also.
Abhi Pate Sat Sat?
Or second part of second or third second.
Third canto part.
Yes, come.
Both past
the other. Tisra Skan, Dhiti
Ali. She's also, she also.
Aap Canada nahi
padhte? And she does Diti Vashya very nice. She is very fond of it.
Oh,
I am little afraid. And she is very fond of it. I only support her. She does everything. Prasadam and serving Vaishnavas. She does some service like that. She goes for Rajbhog preparation. And we have kitchen seva.
Actually, but even in the temple. But actually, you should be Brahmin initiated for that.
Oh, you for kitchen.
Of course, for the kitchen, you're not even allowed to walk in. Prabhupada in the beginning didn't even allow. I don't know if that rule was ever changed, but I think you had to be first initiated even to go in the kitchen, even to enter it. Then later, I think he relaxed it. Uninitiated bodies could go into cutting subjects.
No, I saw when you were making cake in GDT kitchen. Bhagwan, he came to airport from Mumbai.
Really?
this is very bad. Meta and
No, but they can do that, but they can't touch the fire. Actually, they shouldn't. Strictly speaking, they shouldn't even do that. But specifically touching the fire, they shouldn't do.
Deity kitchen is very.
But the deity kitchen, non-initiated devotees should be there. The standards are going down everywhere.
The Jew is quite good.
They've introduced this now, and now everyone. As soon as you bring the standard down, everyone will go down.
Yes. But because
you're doing one place, and then everywhere they'll do it. They'll say, "See, they're doing it."
Baroda Guruma is good. Shivadas Puri is very tough and it's good. No kurta and only Brahman cook. Brahman go, no matter this.
If they can do it in Baroda, why not in Belda? In Baroda they don't have many devotees, but still they keep a very strict standard. No. Only Brahmins in the kitchen.
In kitchen, Belda.
Well, they allow them in for washing pots. And first initiate. For washing pots, cutting subjects like this. The cooking must be by Brahmins.
Even sometimes even non-initiated devotees are also.
It's bogus, to tell the truth. But it was not Prabhupada's standard. It's not the standard of any parampara. You should be Brahmins. I don't allow my disciples to
do this.
Should we continue now?
No.
Rajbhog.
No, I want to keep the Prabhupada's standard.
No, we will not. She will not go in school.
Yeah, in Surat also they keep the same thing. You must be Brahmin initiated, otherwise you can't.
We can take some other service. No.
You can cut sabjis in the kitchen.
No, but the kitchen is so small, so we have to be in the kitchen.
You don't have to be in the kitchen, but I mean you can do that. You can help like that. You can clean the pots. But this, it's the Prabhupada's standard. What's the problem? You know, they have so many devotees there. Why do they make this standard that anyone can worship the deity? Why do they want to be part of the Prabhupada's standard? I mean, they told me Janani Vas Prabhu said, but Janani Vas Prabhu, he's a great soul, no doubt, but he's not authorized to change Prabhupada's standards. So,
she will discontinue going to the gradual
progression. Yeah. It's not proper. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if some of the devotees give them, you can give them Brahman initiation, what's the problem?
When you plan to come to again to
No, I don't have any plan.
No, not right immediately.
Not soon.
Not soon. Bangalore, how many
days? 3 days.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
If you come to know your programs, Maharaj, then
it's there on the website. On the website also.
Yes, sir.
You wish to come
me. Well, Maharaj, we keep it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.